Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Chaf Dalet, the 24th Perek. We have now finished all the prophecies regarding the other nations, and Perek Chaf Dalet turns Yeshayahu's attention back to Am Yisrael. And the Perek can be split into two parts. The first 15 or so psukim deal with tragedy, exile, and destruction. And then from Pasuk Tes Zayin, we turn to comfort in a very, very poetic and beautiful kind of language. And I'd like to really hone in on the second half if I can, but let's briefly discuss what happens in the first half of the Perek. The destruction and the tragedy which is described is a machlokes exactly who it's talking about. According to most of the Rishonim and the Achronim, it's a reference to the 10 tribes. And the exile of the 10 tribes. However, there is another opinion. The Radak and Abarbanel both read it as the death and destruction of the other nations. In fact, the way that Abarbanel reads it is, if you think it was bad for Tzor in the last Perek, in Perek Chaf Gimel, that's nothing. Wait until you see what's going to happen to the other nations in the end of days, and that's going to be the beginning of Perek Chaf Dalet. The first couple psukim deal with the issue of the land emptying out. Hine Hashem bokek ha'aretz. Hashem will empty out the land, ubalka, and destroy it. Ve'iva paneha ve'hefitz yoshveha. And Hashem will send out the people and scatter out the inhabitants. And Pasuk Gimel reinforces that idea. He bok tibok ha'aretz ve'hiboz tiboz ki Hashem diberes dvar hazeh. Hashem will ensure that everybody, the land is emptied out and the land is plundered. And in such a state, as we said, perhaps this is a reference to the 10 tribes being sent out into exile, or maybe it's the other nations one day being held accountable for their actions. But this scattering out will have two different effects. And the Malbim points out that there are two themes here. The one is that the people are being exiled, but predominantly that's being expressed through the produce dwindling down to nothing. And that's going to be a big theme over here. Pasuk Dalet tells us, Avla navla ha'aretz umlala navla tevel, umlalu marom am ha'aretz. The land is going to be destroyed and withered. The earth is languishing, and those exalted amongst the people are languishing. Pasuk Hay tells us why all these terrible things are going to happen. V'ha'aretz chanfa tachat yoshveha. The land tricked the people. It produced plants that didn't sustain them, that didn't keep them alive. The land betrays the people because they betrayed Hashem. Ki avru torot, because they didn't keep the Torah, chalfu chok, they breached the commandments, heferu bris olam, and they broke an eternal covenant. The three things they did were, according to the Mitzudas David, the torot and the chokim are the Torah shebichtav and Torah shebalpeh, the oral and the written law. The way that Ibn Ezra reads it is that the torot is common sense law, the things you should know. And chok is the things that even if you don't know from common sense, Hashem told you should keep and you weren't keeping them. If the Radak reads this entire section, not as talking about the exile of the 10 tribes, but the future punishment of the nations, then what chok and what Torah did the other nations breach that results in them allowing to be destroyed? Says the Ibn Ezra famous pasuk from Zechariah, which says, Ani kafatzti ma'at vehema azru l'ra'a. Hashem only wanted to punish Am Yisrael a little bit, but the other nations, they caused a tremendous amount of unnecessary suffering to Am Yisrael. They breached the covenant, the Bris Achim, which Amos speaks about, the covenant that they're meant to be brothers with us. And because of that, they're going to be punished. The language used to talk about the punishment of Am Yisrael, the 10 tribes, or in brackets, maybe the other nations, is one regarding fruit and which specific fruit is wine. Aval tirosh, Pasuk Zayin tells us, umlala gafen v'anchu kol samchei lev. The vineyards have ceased to produce, the grapes are desolate, and everybody is moaning and in sadness. The feasts and the celebrations, which revolved around music and wine, will stop occurring because there is no people and there is no food and there's certainly no wine. Shavat misos tupim. People are no longer celebrating with tambourines. Chadal sha'on alizim. And the joyful dancing has ceased. Shabbat misos. Once again, the word Shabbat, the land is resting from the kinor, from the harp. Bashir lo yishtu yayin yemar shecher leshotav. Pasuk Tes tells us they drink wine without song, because the liquor tastes bitter to those who drink it. There is now has a bitter taste, or there's nothing happy to drink about. And in fact, Chazal used these psukim over here to learn out the halachas about what we can and can't do to remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the things we're not allowed to do is drink wine at a party with music. And that's learnt out from these psukim here. And Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us, Tzavacha al hayayin b'chutzot. There's a cry about wine out in the streets. This cry going up either because there isn't wine or because there is no more happiness and no more reason to drink and be happy. Arva kol simcha gala misosa aretz. All happiness has been exiled. All rejoicing is not there. And what is left behind, Pasuk Yud Beis, Nishar ba'ir shama. The city is left desolate. Ushiya yukat sha'ar. And they cut down the gates. There's nothing to protect. There's no worthwhile produce, worthwhile gold or silver in the cities. So the gates protecting the city are cut down. And thus, Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us, Ki ko yihye bekerev ha'aretz betocha. I mean, that's what's going to happen in the city. Ken nokef zayit. You imagine it's the end of Kala Batzir. It's the end of the olive harvest. And all the olive trees have been beaten out from all of their good produce. And there's just a couple of solitary olives left. That's the nokef zayit. That's going to be what remains. And this is the story of Am Yisrael. Tragedy after tragedy, crusade after Holocaust, after pogrom. At the end of everything, there's a nokef zayit, there's a tiny little bundle of olives that remain. And what do they do? Pasuk Yud Dalet. They hema yisu kolam yironu. They get up and they praise Hashem. V'gaon Hashem tzahalumayim. And they thank Hashem for saving them. And the reference to water, Rashi points out, is to draw us back to remembering Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yetziat Mitzrayim, we also know only 1/5 of the Jewish people came out. And so much of the eternity of the Jewish people is the mourning of those who have been lost and the ability to rebuild despite the tremendous loss. You imagine in the DP camps, there were people who were the single individual survivor from an entire town, an entire shtetl, an entire city. And they get up and what do? Yisu kolam yironu. They rebuild, they rejoice, they praise Hashem. Let's turn our attention to the second half of the perek. The second half, everybody agrees, is talking about acharit hayamim, the end of days, and there is beautiful alliteration and a play with words that happens in these psukim. So listen to both the Hebrew as well as the English. Pasuk Tes Zayin tells us, Mikanaf ha'aretz miros shamanu, from the corners of the land we heard praise. And the commentators explain to us, the people who heard this voice are the prophets. The prophets here who hearing about the future and hearing about the future time. Tzvil tzaddik. They hear about the glory of the tzaddik. V'omar. And I say, and this is Yeshayahu, in hearing about the future, he says, Razili, razili, oili. Bogdim bagdu, ubeged bogdim bagdu. Razili, razili. Raz is a secret. I know the secret. I know the secret. Or the way the Radak reads it is raz from the word razon, which means to be thin. I was wasted away. I was wasted away. Oily. Oi to me. The rebels have rebelled and the rebellion of the rebels have rebelled. The way that Rashi reads this is that razili, razili is there are two secrets that I know. And we keep one in each hand. The one secret is the punishment and the other secret is the Yeshua, the salvation that comes afterwards. And what's going to happen, there's going to be multiple levels of rebellion. The way the Radak reads this is that there will be 5 times in which our enemies will fight against each other. Persia betrays Babylon, but then Yavan, the Greeks, will betray them. And then ultimately Edom, the Romans, will betray them. And these 5 different times in which there is a rebellion. And remembering, Razili, as he says, I'll be wasted away, because through each of these world powers fighting with each other, the main victim after each time is always going to be Am Yisrael. Ultimately, what these Mefarshim have in common is this understanding that Razili, the journey to go from the exile of Am Yisrael to the final ultimate redemption at the end of days, the time of Mashiach, is going to be a treacherous process, a treacherous, painful process for us, Am Yisrael, but also for the other nations. Don't think that just because Am Yisrael is suffering here and now, we're the only ones who are going to suffer. We won't. Many others will. And those who perform ills to us will also fall. And that's what Pasuk Yud Zayin emphasizes. Pachad v'pachat v'pach elecha yoshvei ha'aretz. There are going to be 3 things which are going to encapsulate the punishment of those, our enemies. Pachad, fear. pachat, a pit, the pach and a trap. V'haya, Pasuk Yud-Ches tells us, hanas mikol ha-pachat, anyone who manages to escape from the fear, yipol el ha-pachat, will fall into the pit. And v'ha'ole mitoch ha-pachat, and anyone who falls into the, who manages to escape from this pit, yilaked ba-pach, will be trapped in a trap. Ki arubot mimarom niftachu v'yirashu mismoste ha'aretz, because the windows from heaven have been opened and the foundations of the earth are trembling. It's a very difficult psukim to understand. Rashi understands it to be the three different levels of punishment. Those who escape from Mashiach ben Yosef will fall at the hands of Mashiach ben David. And if they don't manage, if they don't get destroyed by Mashiach ben David, well then they will die in the war of Gog or Magog. There will be enemy after enemy. Bogu, bogdim, yibogdu. There's going to be many stages in which there's opportunity for our enemies to be punished. And this process, this painful process to bring us to Geula, will lead to the land itself actually falling apart. As Pasuk Yud Tes and Pasuk Chaf tell us, Ro'a yit ro'ea ha'aretz, the land will surely be broken up. Por yit porera ha'aretz, the land will crumble. Mot yit motetah ha'aretz, and the land will sway, it will shake. Na'o yin'a, it will tremble. Kishikor like a drunkard. And here we've got, if we compare to the beginning, when it describes how there's no reason for the people to drink because they're so poor and they're so in such a stage of suffering, and here the land itself will be drunk with trembling and shaking as it falls apart in the lead up to the Geula. And then we're told, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vahaya Bayom Hahu, finally, on that the final day, Yifkod Hashem Al Tzava Marom, Hashem will recall those who are in the upper worlds, B'marom, in the upper worlds, Al Malchei Ha'adama Al Ha'adama, and the kings of earth upon earth. Who are these officers up in heaven? It seems to be that these are the mazalot, or the angels, the overseeing angels of the various nations. And Hashem will recall them in order to give suffering to the other nations in order to redeem Am Yisrael. And that's Pasuk Chaf Beis. V'usfu asefa asir al bor v'sugru al misgar mirov yamim yipakedu. They will be gathered together, captured in a pit, and they'll be imprisoned in jail. They'll be judged for all the bad stuff that they had done to Am Yisrael. V'chafra halavana u'bosha chama. And the sun and the moon will be ashamed. If the sun and the moon are the ministering angels, or the messengers of the other nations, the zodiac, if you so to speak, they will be ashamed, they'll be embarrassed. Ki malach Hashem tzvakot b'har Tzion, because Hashem will once again rule on Mount Zion, or b'Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim. V'neged zkanav kavod, and those of his elders will get honor. The honor will be taken away from the other nations who have rebelled and who have caused suffering, and they will be locked up, and Am Yisrael will experience revelation. Before we wrap up this perek, we need to look at an alternative way of reading all of these psukim from Pasuk Tes Zayin, the end of days, and that's the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel has an outstanding and astounding read of the psukim. He understands as follows. He says they are actually all a reference to Tchias HaMesim, resurrection of the dead, right? And that's why it says, Mikanaf Haaretz Miros Shamanu, from the edges of the earth, from all the different places where Jews have been buried, we're going to hear this voice. And razili, razili, this is the secret. People get punished in one of three places. Pachad, pachat, upach. Remember we said that's fear and a pit and a trap. He says each one refers to the following. Pachad, fear, is punishment in this world. Pachat is a pit. That's burial. That's Gehinnom. And pach is a trap. That's the world to come. Some people get their punishment in this world and then they can go on to live the best life in the future world. Others need to go through death in order to get punished. And some people will get the ultimate punishment, pach. They will be destroyed. They'll be stuck and they will not get the world to come. They will not get to Tchias HaMesim. And that's the explanation of Ro'a Yitro'ea Ha'aretz. The land is trembling and it's in a state of shock and it's moving and it's, what's this talking about? It's talking about the earth opening up to bring out the dead bodies. They're all coming out. And on that day, Hashem says, Yifkod Hashem al tzva marom b'marom. Hashem will take the upper messengers. Those are the neshamas and the malche ha'adama al ha'adama. And that's the kings of the earth on the earth. That's the body. And Hashem will reunite that which is above and that which is below, the body and the soul. Va'usfu asfa asir al bor. And those who are gathered up in a pit is not a reference to the punishment at future times of the other nations and the wicked people, but rather it's saying that the righteous people whose bodies have been stuck in the pit of death will be gathered up and they will be redeemed. As the Pasuk Chafei says, Umerov yamim yepakedu. From being there for so long, Hashem will recall them, remember them, and allow them to continue to live. But the wicked people, V'nafla v'lo tosif kum, those people will fall down and they will not get up ever again. They will not merit to have tchiyas ha'meisim. And only then, when we live in a world in which the entire nation is all righteous and all the wicked people have been destroyed, then v'chafra ha'levana u'bosha ha'chama, the sun and the moon, says that Barbanel, a reference to idol worship. No one will worship idols anymore because all the idol worshippers have ceased to exist. And then Hashem will be the king on Har Tzion in Yerushalayim. What a fascinating way of taking these psukim and reading them in the most fabulous way, referring to an important ideological theme in the Jewish people. One of the foundations of our faith, one of the 13 principles of the Rambam, the resurrection of the dead, is now referred to here as a piece of the puzzle of the Geula. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Shalano U'Lepitzu'e Tzahal Achenu Hayakarim B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Nina V'Chaim Shenka.